reading. If you would, you can find that Luke chapter 5, if you found on your back of your worship bulletin. Luke chapter 5, starting in verse 1. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, on this morning, which there are many things that we could be thinking about, Lord God, keep us not distracted on the ways of the world, but Lord God, firmly fixed on your word and its implications and meanings. In your son's name we pray. Amen. So we look at Luke chapter 5 this morning, and we see a picture being painted here of Jesus being at the Sea of Galilee here. Luke is one of the only ones to name it in this particular way. The other gospel readings simply point out that he's in Galilee here. And so he's trying to find a way in which to instruct the people. But the problem is, if you can imagine this, if the people were so pressed upon you, so close to the speaker this morning, that they would not give the speaker any place to really be able to teach. Wouldn't that be interesting if the crowd was so pressed upon itself that you couldn't actually move? And so it's interesting. I'm pretty sure that Jesus knows exactly what's going to happen on this day, and he knows exactly what is going to happen. And so he's positioning himself in the world so that it could happen. And so we see Simon Peter here. Simon Peter has his own business, all right? He has his own business. He has his business partners. They have a boating adventure, and it's pretty lucrative, though. So you see a couple of families who have combined their fishing boats, and they go out, and the problem is the Sea of Galilee it's a little bit weird in that you could have a storm one day, and then not. You could be out fishing, and the storm would come in just a matter of minutes. I've actually seen the videos in which it's a clear, perfect day, and all of a sudden the storm will blow in. So the Sea of Galilee is a little bit to the point where you don't know what you're going to get sometimes. And so Jesus knows exactly what he's going to get. He puts out in a boat, and Simon Peter is there with him. His initial reaction is he wants to teach. His initial reaction is he wants to teach. We can see that he was getting into the boat, verse 3, getting into one of the boats, which was Simon. He asked him to put out a little from the land. He is using natural acoustics here. It's because the crowd is pressing in, so he goes out into the boat using the water to amplify his words in order to teach the people, because one of the first things that Jesus tries to do is teach. He wants to bring in people by his words. And so what we see here is that Jesus is setting up what he's about to do with teaching the people. Because after his teaching, we see that Jesus says, okay, Simon Peter, I want you to put out into the deep. So as you see, I believe it's verse 4, I want you to underline right there, the words, put out into the deep, put out into the deep. You see, some of us who actually, when we're trying to fish, we simply go to CashWise and point to the fillet that we want. It's already done. It's already there. It doesn't take much science in order to look at something that's already dead and say, that could be really good cooked up. So that's the way some of us fish. So I had to do a little research this morning. And y'all can help me out here just a little bit. When you fish, okay, in the summer, y'all Minnesotans, if you can see all the fishing houses, they're off into the deep, all right? But in the summer, where do you fish from? Where's the best place to fish? Just off a shore, all right? Why just off a shore? What? There's reeds. There's also what? Warmer, all right? The water's better, all right? Anything about the oxygen level there for the fish? Depending on what time of the day or night it is, all right? It also depends on what they're feeding on, all right? If they're feeding, they want to make sure that at night they can come closer, all right? So we see here, put out into the deep. The problem being is that Peter is he's experienced. The guy is one of the experts at fishing, and he has an alarm that goes off in his mind. He has an alarm that goes off. It says, Jesus, this just ain't right. This doesn't make sense. You see, experienced fishermen, all you see these guys right here? We have all spent the entire night, because that's when you fish. You fish during the night, and you fish close to shore, because that's the greatest probability of catching fish. But because I want to prove you wrong, Jesus, because your words are nice, let's just see what happens. So they go out, and here's, they're in the deep, they're during the day, and these guys are tired and cranky, and their minds aren't right. So they have three strikes against them, and they let down their nets, and what happens? What happens? Do they really have to put much effort into chasing fish? No. Why? That's the problem. Why? Was it simply because they let down their nets, or simply because God asked them to do something and they obeyed? And in the obey, that's what Jesus fulfilled. He said, if you listen to my words, you'll be fruitful. And that's what Simon Peter had a problem with all his life, is that the words of God didn't sink in. He was always distracted by something better, something more interesting, or Jesus, I'll never deny you. Or Jesus, if anyone would try to kill you, I would go with you. I would die with you. Jesus, you don't need to die for the whole world. You can just stay here and teach us. So Simon Peter had a small problem his entire life. He didn't want to listen. He got distracted by what he thought, by all the ways in which, oh, Jesus, I know something even better to do. And so this morning, we come and take a look at, if Jesus says, let down your nets, if you're a fisherman, if Jesus says, go out into the world, based on Simon Peter's first reaction, what's our first reaction? But Jesus, it's too cold out. But Jesus, don't you know it's about to snow? They didn't have to worry about snow in the Middle East. Jesus, there's nobody out there who wants to listen. There's nobody out there. The problem being is that when Jesus sends us out, he doesn't send us out with our words saying just do what's normal. He says, he sends us out and says, take my words to the people. Because Peter, because Simon Peter, if you focus on my words instead of your intent, you become fishers of men. And his word is the one that just let down your nets. And that's difficult for us as a congregation, because we like to tell God, this is how we like to catch. Problem being is that when we take away our distractions and focus on what God has for us today, start opening up the words, and the words become real. God, did you really bring 8 people in a boat? God, did you really save a shepherd from a man 9 feet tall? God, did you... God, you really did. You really did tell them, just let down your nets and you would take care of them. Lord God, you will take care of us today. We pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, Lord God, your word is difficult for us, because we are so distracted by everything else in this world. We have a lot of different things that we think we need to get done. we think we need to do. Lord God, there's so many different ways in which, Lord God, we want to tell you how to do your job. Lord God, our names could be written in the gospel readings. Everywhere we see Peter or Simon, we could just put our names. And Lord God, it would be just the same. Lord God, on this day in which, Lord God, there are stories in which, Lord God, it's going to be colder. The travel's going to be worse. But Lord God, things don't look bright out there. Lord God, Heavenly Father, what an opportunity you have given us to go out and be energized by your word. Lord God, what an opportunity it is to serve you each and every day. In your son's name we pray. Amen.